No, they look like they certainly turned things around there in that late in the first quarter and in the second quarter throughout. So we'll see how the second half gets going. Lavernia will get the ball first here in this second half. Derek Barnhart is back deep to return for Lavernia. Joseph Cortez is also back there deep. Lavernia will be moving from our right to our left as we've been infested by mosquitoes at halftime, Jared.
Yeah, I tell you what, they're
good grief.
They're just about everywhere. I think all of us up here have probably smelled better in our lives because I think everybody smells like off or whatever little perfume, whatnot they've got put on to see if these mosquitoes can do it. The fans are not helping us in any which way, form, or fashion, and they are eating us alive.
Thanks for giving me that stuff you gave me. Like, yes. You had a little thing you folded out, and it had a bunch of essential oils and stuff?
Hey, you know what?
What in the world?
My wife is out there listening, and right now she is extremely proud.
We both
have the lemongrass, and I got to tell you, I'm just sitting here, and they're not landing on me, although I did get almost bit in the eye a minute ago. I'm probably not going to put that oil on my eye, though, but I feel like I'm okay now, you know?
After a shout-out. After you broke that out, I'd like your man card by the end of the third quarter. Here's the kickoff. It is a short one taken at the 24-yard line. Moving right is the return man, but he was thrown down at the 30-yard line. That was Zach Scott, and some of the coaching staff up here were in the booth with the Wimberley coaches. They kind of thought he called for a fair catch there, and he caught the ball and took off running.
Yeah, I see the staff down on the bottom as well, waving their arms up and down like the number four, the up back right there, called for a fair catch. It did look like it from up where we're sitting as well. I have to agree with them.
Doug Warren looks a little perplexed now. He's got the whole obligatory head coach hands on the hip.
Yep.
I'm disgusted with what I just saw, coach. Yeah. And then they're going to call a personal foul penalty against Wimberley. And Doug Warren now is waving the head official over. He wants to have a visit here as they step off 15 yards against Wimberley to the Lavernia 45-yard line. And that's where they're going to take over.
Yeah, and you can always tell when coaches get really upset. One, the hand goes on the hip. Two, the play sheet goes behind them.
Right.
Anytime that play sheet goes behind them and not off to the side thinking next play, it's thinking I'm getting ready to yell at somebody.
Yeah, that's right. They want the undivided attention. Chadwick now will turn and we'll give it to Mendoza up the middle. Not much running room, though. It may have picked up a yard to the 46. It'll be second down and 9.
Good job by the defense, really just piling it in right there like you talked about earlier, that swarm-style defense that the Wimberley Texans have been playing here in the later part of the first half and second quarter. But a good job of just putting him to the ground in only a one-yard game.
Second down and 9 now. Chadwick has Cortez in the backfield with him to his left. Snap is low. Chadwick's going to have to chase it down. He's in a lot of trouble and swarmed under way back at the 30-yard line. For a loss of 11 is the quarterback, Clayton Chadwick. Lavernia's in a lot of trouble here tonight.
Yeah, that was pressure off of the left side of the line for Lavernia from Wimberley. It looked like it was that Guy Kiparos, 32. Looked like Guy Kiparos maybe tried to come in there and kind of fake like he was blitzing. He did blitz, and it just threw the center off enough, and obviously, we know the results. We've got third and a quarter of a mile here.
Got a feel for Chadwick, the quarterback. He's running for his life out there. Back to throw. Going to go deep to the left side, and it's going to be picked off at the 45 by Clayton, by Davin Martinez, who steps it into Lavernia territory, and the Texans have the turnover.
Yeah, and that's when you look in the grand scheme of things, it's third and long. Guy just throws it up. It's basically a glorified punt at that point. He throws it up. Gavin catches it. It's going to be a short field regardless after third and, 65 yards for the Lavernia Bears. So he throws it up. Gavin comes down with it, shortens the field a little bit more. Texans take over first down here. First drive of the second half, looking to really just drive a dagger in.
And they are at the Lavernia 44-yard line to start this thing. Just underway the second half. Texans lead it 28-6, 10:32 left to play in the third period. Weeks now, shotgun. And he will turn and fake the reverse. He's going to go to the right side, and he's got his man. It's caught by Kowalski to the 30. Great move. And then down the sideline to the 23-yard line is Kowalski.
Yeah, I talked about him early in the game right there when we were talking about defense. As far as from an athletic standpoint, that young man is just unbelievable. I've had the opportunity to watch him play football with you and then coach him in baseball as well and watch him. And, man, he's fast, he's strong, he's tall. We saw everything he's got right there. Is he that
Boy,
just
no
made
doubt.
That miss?
Great hands. And, yeah, he picked up the last 10, 15 yards on his own.
Yeah, he got it
in the sideline. It's all the way down to the Lavernia 23-yard line now. Weeks will turn, gives it to Carruthers, follows his blocks to the 20. And down close to the 15-yard line is Moss Carruthers. That's a gain of 8. It'll be second down and 2. Nice run.
Good job by Moss following his blockers right there. Had a chance to bounce that out to the route outside and probably maybe even get a little bit more yardage. But as a running back, you kind of want to make sure that you always follow the system, I guess, whenever
right.
he's coming here and follow that blocker and see if something opens up. Does a good job right there and still a big gain as he tacks 7 yards on first down.
Kind of put his hand on the small of the back of the offensive lineman in front of him. Perfect technique. Second down and 2 from the 16. Over the middle. Caught. Touchdown. That's Wyatt Mann. And JoJo Weeks has 4 touchdown passes. This one 16 yards to Wyatt Mann.
Yeah, perfect post pattern right there. Wyatt Mann goes in, fakes outside one step, comes back in, and a perfect strike throw right at the helmet from JoJo Weeks for the fourth touchdown of the game for him. I got a text message from his brother JJ, who I would imagine is probably still listening, and in his infamous words, old young Weeks is having an outing tonight.
Boy, no doubt. Here's the extra point now. Nick Coles, it's up, and it is good. 9:14 left to play in the third period. Our score, Wimberly 35, Lavernia 6. Texans football will return after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberly on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberly and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Wimberly over Lavernia, game one of the 2017 football season. Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. Great having you along on COWO 104.1 FM, WimberlyRadio.org, or the Sun Radio app. However you're listening to us, we're glad you're along for the ride. Here's Cole's kickoff. It's a short one. Bounces at the 20. It's going to be taken by Cortez. Moving right. Gets a good block to the 25, to the 30, and spins forward to the 32-yard line, and that is where Lavernia will take over on offense. And we will see if the Lavernia offense can generate anything whatsoever against this Texans defense. Lavernia had a pretty good first drive here tonight, Jared, and after that, they've done absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what their total offense yardage is, but it ain't much, I'm going to tell you that.
No, like you said, they got a couple big plays early on, and Texans have really squeezed tight now all of a sudden and just taken over the ball game.
Chadwick, the quarterback, shotgun. Ball on the ground again, picks up and falls down at the 22-yard line. Wheels completely off here for Lavernia. Loss of, gosh, he may have lost 8 yards on that. Second down and 18.
Yeah, like you said, when it goes bad, it tends to go bad big. And that's kind of this first couple drives of Lavernia right now, and that's really what you're seeing, this kind of pressure from the Texans' defense. We saw Kiparos again kind of showing that he was coming. Another bad snap and another sack by Guy Kiparos.
No doubt. Second down and 21 now. So give Chadwick a loss of 11 on that play. Good grief. Chadwick drops it again. Now he's going to roll right, looking, throwing. Right side, receivers open, and he dropped it. Incomplete. Texans blew a coverage there deep on that one, Jared. Incomplete, though. Third down and 21.
Yeah, good pass right there by the quarterback, and lays it in there. Perfect. Just can't come down with it. And if you're a struggling offense and you get an opportunity for a big play like that, you got to make that one. And
I think that was Raven Brown who dropped it.
I think you're right. But we got, third and 22 again here. So another big play for the Wimberley Texans right here coming up just to make sure that they're going to get the ball back in a short field.
Chadwick now from his own 22-yard line. Has to get to the 41-yard line to get the first down. Looking left, he's going to run now. He's got the 20, running out of running room. Steps out of bounds at the 22-yard line. He is at one frustrated quarterback running for his life right now, Jared.
Yeah, that's that's one of those plays where there's nothing open, there's nothing there. Really looked like a design run from the beginning, and just kind of frustrated, steps out of bounds and ends up gaining probably a yard to 2 yards. But if you're the Texans, again, you're looking to get the ball back right here. And again, with a decent return from Stover back this time instead of Gavin Martinez, you're going to have a short field, at least only a half field to play with as he stands on the 50.
Zach Scott, the punter, he's been line driving them all night. That one is his best punt of the night. It's over Stover's head. Bounces at the 37-yard line, takes a Lavernia bounce, and Texans are going to get away from it. Nice punt by Scott all the way down to the Wimberley 31-yard line, and that is where the Texans will take over. Hey, like our Facebook page, would you? Like our Facebook page today and get all of the latest scores, future games, and information about the Texans. Facebook.com/Wimberley Radio. We're on the air next week for the home opener in Wimberley against the always talented Giddings Buffaloes, who are defeating Navarro tonight, I think you said. 6-0 earlier. It's probably a different score now.
Yeah, they were up 6-3 at half. I don't know the after halftime score, obviously, as even our game's changed quite a bit here as you're listening to us.
Carruthers in the backfield to the left of JoJo Weeks. And there's movements prior to the snap there, and flags are on the ground. I think this is going to be against Wimberley, and they'll mark off 5 yards. Back to the 26-yard line.
I'm going to try something new here for those of you who are listening out there, and you have follow Wimberley Radio on Twitter. I'm going to see if we can't maybe go live on a couple plays and see if we can't get a little bit to watch right here. I don't know if this is going to work or not, but if it is, and you've got my number, text me and let me know if it's working.
That's
because
gonna be
fun. We'll see if technology and Jared agree with each other.
Here's Weeks now. All kinds of time, but he slips and falls while he was dropped back in the pocket, way back to the 16-yard line. So it'll be second down now in about 20.
Well, I'm glad I didn't go live on that one.
You didn't?
No, I actually pressed the wrong button. So for those of you who know me out there and realize that that's actually a pretty good possibility that I hit the wrong button. I don't believe I've ever went live on anything in my life, but heck, we're going to give it a shot.
Well, we're live now.
Well, I'm video live. Nobody wants to see my ugly mug. That's the key.
You got a face for radio?
I absolutely 100%. All right.
Weeks now from the shotgun. He's going to screen pass left. A lot of running room. It's Carruthers, 20, 25. Breaks a tackle to the 30. And all the way down to the 33-yard line is Carruthers. He's still about 9 yards short.
Well, that would have been a decent one to go if I, again, knew how to use the feature here. For some reason, it said that I am not allowed to do that. So maybe it knows more than I do.
I guess so. Come on, Jared.
Well, between that and the what looks like a blackbird trying to bite my arm over here, which is a mosquito, I'm having a little bit of an issue.
With these mosquitoes, I don't know what the deal is, but they're pretty prodigious. These suckers can breed pretty good, I think. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, I think we're live, bud.
Weeks now, rolling right, looking, and throwing, and it's going to be incomplete, almost intercepted by the Lavernia defensive back. He was trying to hit Wyatt Mann on the sideline. Texans now will have to punt. I believe this is their first punt of the night. Is that right, Jared?
That is. And I got to tell you, JoJo's probably going to send me a message, or his dad Greg's going to send me a message later and say, you went live on an incompletion that was almost intercepted? Really?
That's right. That's right. What are you doing? Man now will be standing at his 16-yard line. Good snap, and he gets the punt away. Oh, he kind of shanked that one off the right side of his foot. Gets a good bounce, though. They're letting it roll to the Lavernia 45-yard line. That's where they're going to down it.
Yeah, ends up being a decent punt one, after it's all said and done, but it only went about 10, 15 yards and then rolled out another 10 or 15. So Lavernia with good field position, though, as they really going to have a short field here to try to put some points on the board.
6:03 left to play in the third period. Again, Wimberley leading it 35-6. Game one of the high school football season. Again, we're in Wimberley next Friday night as Giddings comes to town. That ought to be a good one. Chadwick turns, gives it to Mendoza up the middle. Mendoza, tall running back, running upright, and he takes some shots by that Wimberley defense. He's able to get about 3 yards, though, second down and 7. And that's a good run, considering all the other runs here tonight for Lavernia. Texans defense has been outstanding. Chadwick rolling right, looking. Now he's going to throw deep. Got a receiver, and he caught it down to the 10-yard line. Great throw and catch that time. That was Walker Ring on the catch. And Lavernia is now in the Wimberley red zone at the 10-yard line.
They've had a little bit of success with that same route right there as they've had in that first half, that kind of corner route or that really go route on the outside. We saw the play earlier where the young man just dropped the ball. And unfortunately for the Wimberley Texans, a completion right there and a big one for the Lavernia Bears.
Ball is right at the 10-yard line now. Chadwick will take it. He's going to run left. Inside, good move to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. And but wait a minute. We got a flag in the backfield. I think this is coming back, Jared.
Yeah, it's in the area holding on the offense right there. So we'll see what the referee says, not the linesman.
Yep, it's going to be a holding, and they are going to step them back. So that is the second touchdown of the night, nullified by penalty tonight for Lavernia. I don't think it would. So we'll see where they're going to mark it. Ball, they'll probably put it down at about the 20.
Almost the same set right here, Mike, and they may run the same exact play.
Going to roll right, and now he's going to throw it right side. That's and picked off at the end zone. That's Gavin Martinez running right side. Breaks the tackle. Look out. He's at the 20. He's at the 30. Gets a block to the 40, and he runs it out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Gavin Martinez ends the Lavernia threat with an interception.
Yeah, tough throw right there by the quarterback for Lavernia. Just ends up trying to throw it on a stop route, what was being the only person that stopped was Gavin. And so an open really pass right to him right there and brings it back 45 yards as he caught it right on the play into the end zone. Good return, good block by Matt Mitchell as he came down to free him up a little bit.
So Wimberley will take over at their own 45-yard line, first down and 10. 4:23 left to play in the third period, leading it 35-6. Empty backfield now, and Weeks is under center now for the first time tonight. He will turn and give it to Kipras off right tackle, and a nice run of about 10 yards. Give him 11 yards to the 44-yard line. That's a first down.
All right, Mike, let's try this again for those who are out there listening. Looks like it didn't work last time. We're just going to give this we're going to go live on this drive the whole way right here on the offensive drive. See if we can't
That's awesome.
See if we can't make this work here. I don't know if it's going to work or not.
First down and 10 for the Texans. Ball at the Lavernia 44-yard line. Weeks will turn, flip it out right side to Stover. steps down the right sideline to the 40, inside the 40, and down to the 38-yard line. That's a pickup of 5. I give him 6. It'll be 2nd down and 4. Clock continues to run. Texans wouldn't mind running some clock, I wouldn't think, with a big lead, 35-6. He's going to turn and give it up the middle now. Oh, Kypris is hit hard as he gets the handoff. He may have gained a yard first, though, 2nd down and a long 2.
I actually think this is working. Looks like we got a people at Mr. B. Hugs just joined us here. So I actually think this is working.
How about that?
I may actually be onto something.
This is
here.
Your first video broadcast of your career.
Yeah. It's a good thing the camera's not flipped. Everybody would turn it off.
3rd down and let's call it 3 for the Texans. They're at the Lavernia 37-yard line. Back to throw. Nope, they're going to give it up the middle to Carruthers, who stretches forward trying to get to the first down, but a late flag is thrown, and we'll see what this call is all about. It's in the neighborhood of the offensive line, so it's usually not a good thing for the offense. Yeah, this is going against Wimberley, probably a hold. .156 left to play in the third period. They're going to put this down at the Lavernia 46-yard line now.
Ending up, 3rd and 12 for us here. Situation you really want to gain the momentum back right here if you're the Wimberley Texans and create some space. Obviously, it's 2-down territory for you, so coach drawing up a play right here that he thinks can at least get them close, if not past the first down marker.
3rd down and 11. Got to get to the 34. Call it 3rd down and 12. Back to throw is Weeks. He's looking long over the middle. He's got a man. It's Mann to the 15. Spin move to the 10. Still on his feet to the 5. And into the end zone is Wyatt Mann. 46 yards. Touchdown number 5 from Mr. Weeks.
Yeah, another perfect throw right there from
Flag on the play. It's resting at the Wimberley 46-yard line. They're going to call holding again. Goodness.
Wow, I thought we had our first touchdown on Twitter Live.
Gosh, how about that? Yeah, they're going to step this off. Texans coaching staff not pleased by this. They're going to put it at the Wimberley 46-yard line. They're going to call it a personal foul. Wonder what in the world that was all about.
Only thing I can think of, maybe a leg whip or something.
Yeah, it could be that. I didn't see anything. Clock is at 1:28 of the third period. Ready to go again now. 3rd down, got to get to the 34 of Lavernia. Screen pass in and out of the hands of Carruthers, thrown kind of high, though. And Texans will have to punt now. There's not much you could do on that one, Jared. I mean, it was 3rd and about 30.
Yeah, screen pass at that point is probably a fairly easy play to call in the sense of there's not a whole lot of bad things that can happen. Either one, incomplete, or two, you get all those blockers downfield and you get an opportunity with a guy like Moss Carruthers who can make some separation in open field. Unfortunately, right there, kind of throw just a little bit high. Moss can't come down with it, so Texans going to have to punt. We'll go back in the Twitter Live here in a minute, but we're going to punt it away right here. Good punt.
Mann punts it away after dropping the snap initially. Taking it to 25 to the 35, and out near the 40 is the return man. That's Chris Johnson, a good return. Ball is at the Lavernia 39-yard line. 1st down and 10 for the Bears with 1:09 left to play in the third quarter.
You know, one thing we hadn't had a whole lot of here in this third quarter is breaks and timeouts. I mean, it's been a pretty smooth going.
Yeah.
third quarter so far. Obviously not a big high score right now. Texans put up a touchdown on their first drive, but been kind of stale since then.
Chadwick now will turn and give it to his running back right side to the 40. And he is going to get it to the 43-yard line. That's a gain of about four, and that's Rain Wedgehop on the carry. They're going to spot it at the 44-yard line of Lavernia. Second down and five.
Yeah, that's one of those plays right there where the H-back comes up on the inside out of the shotgun right there, takes the ball and runs it again about 30 yards and gains four. 5 yards maybe they'll give him here, it looks like.
Chadwick again, shotgun, empty backfield, a lot of pressure, throws it right side, caught at the 50, look out, to the 40, a lot of running room, to the 30, cuts to the right, to the 20, to the 10, 5, and down to the 1 yard line is Derek Barnhart. He broke one tackle, Jared, and that left a lot of space, but another flag on the play.
Little laundry
thrown
down
by
here.
The head official. He has thrown a lot of flags out of here tonight.
And he's staying there right now. Personal foul. Oh,
roughing the
quarterback. Passer.
Yeah, roughing the passer against Wimberley. So they're going to put this at the 1 yard line of Wimberley. Again, the Texans lead it 35-6 with 22 seconds left to play in the third period. Ball is inside the 1 yard line. See if the Texans can put up a goal line stand here. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, looks like they brought in the heavy lifting weight in the middle as well. Looks like Burnett's in there. Looks like quite a few guys right there in the middle of that Texans defensive line.
Chadwick takes the snap, gives it to Wedgehow. Fighting for the forward, but the ball is on the ground. I think Lavernia recovered it, yeah, but back to the 3 yard line. So that's a nice play for Wimberley there as they knock the ball loose and back them up a couple of yards off that goal line. Second down now and goal, and the third quarter has come to an end. Our score, same score as halftime. No, it's not.
Nope.
Texans did score a touchdown in that third period. 35 for Wimberley, 6 for Lavernia. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sport Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.